Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So let me hear Kenley Jansen. This is him bitching about the pitch clock. We're going to get to the other complaints that he had because injuries to pitchers in Major League Baseball is a significant topic. Ryan, you were watching Sunday Night Baseball last night, right?
I was, yes.
Me too. They talked about it for three innings in the middle of the broadcast. They just nonstop were talking about why there are injuries and how they piled up. They talked to Tyler Glass now live. David Cone was breaking it down. Eduardo Perez were breaking it down. They were all giving their various theories. Buster Olney was brought in on it. It was an interesting long-form discussion about it on Sunday Night Baseball last night. And I only bring that up because it's a major, major discussion throughout Major League Baseball. So here's Jansen on the rash of injuries and his theory on it.
When you're throwing 100% and as hard as you can, what do you think is going to happen in your shoulders, in your forearm? All those little veins, you're going to freaking explode them all the time. Mm-hmm. You know? So then you're not giving your body chance to, like, recover. I'm not saying being out there for 30 seconds in between every pitches, but, you know, I think, I'm not saying to eliminate the pitch clock either, but I'm just saying to, like, instead of, like, why
but
why
we have so to accept rush? What's going on.
Yeah, and why so rush 15 seconds and 18 seconds instead of, like, having 20 seconds, no matter what, man on base or man not on base, and have a pitcher to step up once or twice, you know, to catch his breath when he falls 0-1, 0-2.
Okay, so he's bitching about the pitch clock, which Tyler Glass now is doing the same thing last night. It's like, oh, we don't have any downtime. Oh, we're chasing velocity and we can't recover. It's the pitch clock. So that's one thing Kenley Jansen was bitching about as it relates to injuries. I want your answer on that, and then I'll give you his bigger bitch about his control issues.
Wasn't Kenley the one who, when they signed him last year, we were all joking about how he was the slowest worker in the entire league?
Yeah, and not for nothing. He's not in shape. And so, you know, guys who are out of shape are going to be more winded and have trouble
recovering
exactly when they're sped up. So he's, you know, he's got the body type that is going to be impacted.
Look, just think that, honestly, I feel like he's being opportunistic. He has never liked the pitch clock. He was the slowest working pitcher coming into last season and survived the pitch clock last year. He's disgruntled and a little bit hurt maybe with his back. And so now there's all these pitching injuries going around. And so, yeah, he's going to say, like, this is the reason. It's the pitch clock because I like taking my time out there on the mound and adjusting my jock strap and waving to the guys in the dugout and stretching out my back. And then maybe I'll throw another pitch and the games will go back to being 4.5 hours long.
Yeah. And he goes, well, I don't want to blame the pitch clock, but, you know, we should get some more time and we should be able to step off the mound a couple of different times.
Two extra seconds?
Yeah. Well, then fine.
He's going to do what exactly?
Yeah. Well, a little more recovery time in his estimation.
Seconds.
I'm just saying he's doing the same thing Glass now did, where they're like not really calling out the pitch clock, but if you break down the substance of what they're saying, they're criticizing the pitch clock for all these injuries. They're blaming Major League Baseball, and that's on you. You don't need to chase velocity. You don't need to chase velocity all out every single pitch. You can just, oh, I don't know, pitch. Meanwhile, Kenley Jansen had a bigger gripe. Well, what were you going to say, Ryan?
No. This is actually going to tie into a point because you keep bringing up like what Tyler Glass now is saying. As far as the argument of why pitchers are getting hurt, Tyler Glasnow had a great argument 2 years ago, and now he's completely walked it back, and I don't understand why, but it's exactly what Kenley Jansen's saying about the state of the baseballs.
Okay, so Jansen was also asked, and that audio you just heard was exclusive, Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. We can ask Brad Fo about that when he joins us tomorrow. Get more thoughts on Kenley Jansen, who's never shy. He's walked 8 batters in 5 1/3, 5 2/3, whatever it is. I backed out of the stats. And if you've watched them, it's just every inning has been a chore. And so he's asked about why. He says, I mean, it's zero excuse at this point. I've got to be better. But also, if you play in cold weather, windy, and you get these balls out there that are not rubbed well, I don't know where the ball is going, Jansen said. I don't hit guys. Last time, I don't know. I don't walk people this much. It's been brutal for me. Yeah, probably I have to be better. I'll always be accountable to myself, and I got to be better on it. But if you have zero help, your bullpen ball is better rubbed than your game ball. It's embarrassing. Mego. The 36-year-old reliever said he spoke with other Red Sox pitchers who expressed similar things.
This is all because of John Henry's moldy balls.
It's been a while since I've played in this league, and from the beginning of my career until now, it's getting worse. So is his gripe specifically about the Red Sox and John Henry's moldy balls, or is this a Major League Baseball issue?
He's posing it like a Major League Baseball issue. It's just, I also hear like three other excuses in there. Like, if it's cold and it's windy and I'm used to having my balls rubbed a certain way and now they're not, and so I'm hitting guys. Like, that's what he said, Ryan. Don't get mad at me. That's what he said.
I know.
And so I don't really get what he's getting at. It's like he wants to throw these excuses out there, and then in between every excuse, he's like, but I need to be accountable.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, I'm accountable for myself. That's, and it's like, it's not really accountable when you're throwing out three different excuses.
It's the same thing about the pitch clock. It's the exact same thing. It's like, oh, well, I don't want to blame the pitch clock, but, you know, we could use more time. And, oh, could we step off the mound a couple of times? Why all these rules? So just say what you're saying. Blame the pitch clock.
Yeah, I would have more respect if you just come out and say, like, these balls are crap. You know, rub these balls. I'm used to this.
Why are they a certain way? Why are they rubbed a certain way in the bullpen, but not on the field? It's a good question. A lot of excuse making going on from Jansen, who also said, I just hope we can get better quality balls. That's all I'm saying. It's embarrassing. Of course, pitchers can't use illegal stuff. Great. It's another side complaint.
No, that's what I'm saying.
They can't use legal
stuff
either.
There's like three different excuses in one soundbite. It's actually kind of impressive.
It's Robert Kraft-esque is what it is. Talking about Calvin Ridley. That's actually what it is. It's a good point. But, you know, rub the balls well, too. I get it. We try to do no favors to the hitters out there, or more favors to the hitters out there to create offense. We all get it. You've got a pitch clock as well. Back to the pitch clock.
So now the league is anti-pitching again.
But at least give us some good quality baseballs to throw strikes. That's all I'm asking. So that's Kenley Jansen. Can we just play Tristan Casas quickly, just because I've teased it a couple of times? He smoked a baseball over the weekend, and he went off in a tangent about the Ted Williams seat.
That's my best ball right there. I don't know, I don't know if Ted Williams' seat up there is a myth, but that was all I had at 4:30. So, you know, that just shows how impressive that that feat of a home run is. But yeah, really good swing on it. Good to get, you know, right back on the board early in the game. And yeah, I'm gonna try to stay right there. I didn't have a great at bat the rest of the game, but you know, that was all we needed.
Okay. I don't think the Ted Williams seat is real, so I'm kind of with Tristan Casas on this. I don't get why he decided to just bitch about that out of nowhere. There's a lot of belly aching and bitching going on from this team when they're not exactly playing great. But that aside, I am with him. Like, do we really believe Ted Williams hit the ball all the way up to that red seat? Who believes that?
Nobody believes that.
No.
I pulled up this quote from a couple years ago from the Boston Globe where Ortiz is like laughing about the seat. And he said, there is no chance in hell a human being can hit that red seat. He said, if you don't show me a video, I will not believe it. So there you go. Ortiz came out years ago and said that that's a joke. It's not real. It's just a cute little thing in Fenway.
Yeah. So look, I'm not the king of like, I need video evidence to believe it's real. Aliens and things like this. So I'm not exactly the king of that. But yeah, weird that there's no video evidence of Ted Williams hitting the seat, huh?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.